For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. More information on MU's fall semester plans will be available soon, and the university is letting students and families in on it. The Office of the Chancellor released an email today to invite MU students and families to a virtual town hall. The event is set to take place at 4 p.m. July 22nd. The town hall will be based around the Show Me Renewal Plan released by the university earlier this year. The webinar will also include discussion over the City of Columbia's recently passed ordinance requiring face masks. The virtual town hall will be available through Zoom and will be recorded for later viewing, according to the email. A department chair in MU's College of Education resigned yesterday, effective immediately, the Columbia Missourian reports. David Burgeon resigned as chair of the Department of Educational, School, and Counseling Psychology following the removal of Catherine Cheval as dean of the college on Tuesday. In an email to department faculty, Burgeon cited, quote, "recent events in the college and in my department." Virgin has served as chair of the department since 2018 and has worked as faculty for MU since 2001. MU Healthcare announced today will be opening another testing site for COVID-19. According to the Columbia Missourian, the new site will be open at Mizzou North off of Business Loop 70 West next Monday. This comes as the county saw the highest single-day rise in COVID-19 cases yesterday, and state numbers reached just below 26,000 as of earlier today. Governor Mike Parson addressed Missourians today with another briefing related to coronavirus recovery efforts. This follows the governor's visit to the White House earlier this week, where Parson attended a meeting with President Trump to discuss plans for education in the coming school year. Among today's discussions was the announcement of nearly $125 million in Federal CARES Act funding toward workforce development and higher education.
One of the priorities of this administration was education to make sure, one, that we were preparing kids for the workforce. And that hasn't changed any. And we now know that that's still the priority of this state, one of the priorities. So everything we can do to get education back up and running, we're going to do.
The Missouri Department of Education and Department of Health and Senior Services released a document today to give guidance to local departments for safer reopening this fall. The FAQ included information for local school boards to refer to, such as strategies for screening students and guidance on how to properly implement social distancing and face coverings. Lincoln University in Jefferson City is set to reopen to the public. The university's Office of Communications and Marketing sent out an email earlier today saying the campus will be opening starting on Monday, July 20th. The email also says masks will be required on campus and social distancing will be maintained. In St. Louis, a man accused of leading a large-scale drug distribution organization has pleaded guilty to federal charges. The guilty plea of 44-year-old Guy Goolsbee was announced earlier today. Goolsbee admitted to conspiring to distribute large amounts of cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl. 13 others indicted along with Goolsbee in May are still awaiting trial. The U.S. Attorney's Office in St. Louis says law enforcement seized over $2 million worth of drug proceeds. Investigators say the ring was buying drugs from Houston and Florida and bringing them to St. Louis. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.